Born in 1900, at the dawn of a new century and on the cusp of the commercial age of the automobile, Elżbieta Junkowa would grow up to become arguably the greatest female driver in motor racing history and the most famous Czech driver to tackle the Grand Prix circuit of Europe. Eliška, as she liked to be called, was born in the Moravian town of Olomouc in a sleepy corner of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the daughter of a blacksmith and the sixth of eight children, though only four lived to reach adulthood. From an early age, the slight girl nicknamed Smíšek for her ever-present smile dreamt of traveling the world. She loved to study foreign languages and by the age of 16 spoke fluent German and passable English, skills which helped her land a job in the Olomouc branch of a mortgage bank after high school. It was in that Olomouc bank that she met Vincenz Junek, an ambitious young man who had been discharged from the army after being shot in the hand and was then charged with getting the branch up and running. Both of them headstrong, they initially gave each other a wide berth. But when Junek moved to Brno to open yet another branch of the bank, he took his favorite employee, Eliška, along. In Brno, Eliška began formally studying foreign languages. Over the next 6 months, romance also began to blossom, and Eliška again followed Čenek when he was reassigned to Prague. There she sat for the state exams in English and also began studying French. But she decided to immerse herself in the language and went to France to work in a garden nursery, putting off Čenek's offers of marriage. Eliška also dreamt of world travel. Her plan was to see the deserts of North Africa and then head for Ceylon, today known as Sri Lanka. She made her way towards Gibraltar, but Spanish customs officers wouldn't let her embark for the Maghreb. She joined the kitchen staff of a British ship heading that way, but was denied a visa in London, and so returned to France. Čenek came to meet his beloved Eliška in Paris, but not under the Eiffel Tower or on the romantic banks of the River Seine. No, after a long separation, they met in an auto salon. Čenek had done well for himself during the early years of the Czechoslovak First Republic, and by 1921 he was sufficiently wealthy to indulge his passion for fast cars. Eliška Junkowa later recalled thinking, "If he is going to be the love of my life, then I better learn to love these damned engines." But before long she too became smitten with the beauty of the racing cars on show, especially the Italian-made Bugattis. On returning to Prague, she took driving courses in secret and got her driver's license. Meanwhile, Čenek had started racing in earnest. In 1922, he won the Zbratslav-Jilovište race, now Europe's oldest uphill course, and finally married his Eliška. Before long, the Juneks began competing in local racing events as a husband and wife team. Because of his wartime injury, Čenek had trouble shifting gears, and so Eliška, then the riding mechanic, took over. They bought a state-of-the-art Mercedes, and in the autumn of 1922, an Italian-made Bugatti Type 30, a cigar-shaped racer which Čenek gave his wife after a tough win in 1923. It would become Eliška's trademark. Ettore Bugatti grew up in a household of artists surrounded by poets, painters, sculptors, and architects. He took the rich artistic heritage and melded it with his love for the automobile to create a legendary mark. At its peak, the Bugatti not only produced the most luxurious, sought-after, and therefore expensive cars on earth, but also a series of racers that defeated all comers. The Bugatti race cars were some of the most beautiful cars ever built, but suffered from inadequate brakes. After being criticized over the design of his brakes, Ettore Bugatti reportedly quipped, "I'd build my cars to go, not to stop." The flamboyant Italian became a lifelong friend to Eliška and mourned with her when she lost her husband. Eliška's first professional race was in 1923, still at Čenek's side. The following year, though, she took the wheel herself at the Lachotin Tremosna event in Czechoslovakia, and won in the category of touring cars. Overnight, she became a national celebrity. Hello. Liszka placed first in 1925 at Bratislav Jelovice. The Unex bought a second Bugatti to celebrate, but also because that year riding mechanics were banned on the big-name European circuits, as they had been in America, and the couple had to race separately. By 1926, Eliška Junková was good enough to compete in races throughout Europe against the best male drivers of the age. The glamorous Unex were often in the society pages of a young Czechoslovakia looking for national heroes. This 1926 magazine dispatch was typical of the adulation they received.
What a beautiful sporting couple, Junek and his wife, his dedicated and excited pupil in whose slim body is beating the heart of a brave man and whose childlike hands drive her car with unmistakable security and at great speed through tight curves.
Also in 1926, Eliška took second place at Klausenpass in Switzerland and was a remarkable success at the Targa Florio in Sicily, an exceptionally demanding course. She spent a month in Sicily before the event, carefully noting the 1,500 corners of the 67-mile-long course. The men there mocked her because the Targa was a race that required extraordinary stamina. Eliška was a gifted technical driver who used her memory more than her physical strength, and she was in fourth place until her steering failed and she crashed into a ditch along the rough and muddy course, only narrowly escaping a fall off a cliff, and she had won the respect of her competitors. Shortly after, she won in the 2-liter sports car class at Nürburgring, Germany, making her the first woman in history ever to have won a Grand Prix race. A tiny woman, a warm embrace by the husky overall winner of the event, the German Otto Merz, left her with 2 broken ribs. As her fame spread throughout Europe, Eliška anglicized her name to Elisabeth Junek. The racing press dubbed her the Queen of the Steering Wheel. With her sights on the 1928 Targa Florio, she bought a new Bugatti Type 35B, but finished fifth. In July that year at the Grand Prix in Germany, though, she was sharing the driving with her husband. She had just changed places with Jenek when he went off course and was killed instantly. Absolutely devastated, Eliška sold off their cars and gave up racing. She never competed at the Brno Grand Prix, the longest circuit used in Grand Prix racing in the 1930s, and the pride of the new Czechoslovak nation. Instead, Eliška returned to travel, her first love before Čenek and racing. She set out for Ceylon, and Eton Bugatti himself gave Eliška a flashy new touring car for the journey and hired her to seek out export opportunities to the subcontinent. Eliška did find love again and remarried shortly after the Second World War, but from 1948 to 1964, the communist authorities, disapproving of the high-flying bourgeois lifestyle that Elisabeth Junek had lived, refused to allow her to travel abroad. But the unflappable tiny woman lived well into her 90s, long enough for the Iron Curtain to fall and for the Queen of the Steering Wheel to regain pole position in automotive racing history as the first woman to win a Grand Prix event and the only Czech woman to do so. Of her accomplishments, she wrote in her memoirs,
"I proved that a woman can work her way up to the same level as the best of men. We women sometimes tend to blame our failures on nature. It is far more productive to be less angry and more hard-working. Some handicaps can easily be overcome."
Eliška Junková died peacefully in January 1994, but her spirit lives on in Czech composer Jaroslav Ježek's 1928 jazz classic, Bugatti Step.